From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, and it's the second day of the 49th Alaska Folk Festival. I'm your host, Boston Christopher Gunathchish, Hawa Toyaksuk Nusum. Salamat for joining the conversation. On today's show, we'll begin our week of live music in studio on Juno Afternoon from a variety of musicians performing in and around the 49th Alaska Folk Festival. Today, we'll hear from Sunny Porch, a duo featuring Melanie Brown and Marcus Beckman. And Anna Mahanner of the group Rain Dogs is also here live in studio. And tonight, both will be featured on the new side stage happening at the Poetry Jungle all week long. We'll have all the details on this exciting all-ages concert series called Hydrate and Caffeinate. Those conversations, live music, plus Tongass voices coming up this hour on Juno Afternoon.
Hanson Gress. Ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin tau kanakaya ha anikak. Gunish cheese.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Awesome. Have a seat right over here. That was so good. That was amazing. That is a Sunny Porch. That's Melanie Brown and Marcus Beckman. And you can find them on Instagram at sunny_porch_AK. And that was called Infinity Inside. And that is I think that's a new tune. Is that right? Yeah, new tune. So they're having a seat at the microphone right here. And they are going to be playing tonight at the new sort of Hydrate and Caffeinate listening room, which is happening at the Pottery Jungle, which is amazing. But I'm sure you also have a gig on the Alaska Folk Festival stage as well. What day does that happen, Melanie?
We're doing that today, too. It's cut. Tuesday's our big day this week.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, we're going to be on at 9:45 tonight. We'll be second to last
okay.
in the Alaska Folk Fest lineup.
Oh, wow. So you're doing, so what time do you do the hydrate and caffeinate tonight?
We're on second in the lineup at 6:30. We're going to go on after the Rain Dogs and before George Kuhar.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty great. Wow. You guys are going to be, it's a busy day.
It is.
And then after that, do you get to just enjoy the rest of the festival, or do you pick up other different little things here and there?
We're going to, we have a show at the Crystal on Saturday. We got added to an afternoon show before the evening shows start at the Crystal. So we'll be on at the Crystal on the main stage downstairs at 3 p.m.
Okay. Awesome. That's great. So yeah, the Crystal's got things. I mean, there's so many venues around town that are doing things, and I mean, it's just going to be a packed week, and it feels like this is the year where we're finally back to what it was pre-pandemic, right? Because we don't have a split venue this year. It's all at Centennial for the Folk Festival. All the venues downtown are open and happening, and all the musicians are coming into town and mixing with the musicians from in town. And is that a cool thing for the festival, is that you get to sort of meet and mingle and sort of jam with all these musicians that come in from out of town?
Absolutely. And I think Juno has really stepped up in these last years. You know, a lot more venues have been open for people to play in. So it's really cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really great. I think that's really fun. So let's talk about your band, Sunny Porch. And I know that sort of sounds like a person's name, but it's not. And I know you have a song that is how maybe you created the group. Was that one of the first songs you wrote? Because you have a song called Sunny Porch, yeah?
Well, oddly enough, it wasn't one of the first songs that we wrote. But then it just kind of came out, and it, we like to open our sets with that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did the band start? When did you guys start making music together?
What was it, like 6 years ago? 5 years ago?
2019, I think we first started playing together. Just before our first Folk Fest.
Yeah, we started playing some Bob Marley, and we wanted to just kind of keep it simple and play on acoustic, and that's when I got my acoustic bass, was so that I could play with Melanie and be a little bit more free, I guess, and liberated, I guess, with an acoustic instrument. It's really, really fun.
Yeah. So what were you playing before that?
Just electric bass. That's what I've always played.
Okay. So what's the difference between the electric bass and the acoustic bass?
Well, the acoustic bass is really, this is kind of an acoustic bass guitar, and it's just really just like an acoustic guitar. But it's got a longer neck, you know, and bigger strings and bigger body. It's still pretty quiet, though. It's not like as nice and loud as a stand-up bass. But I think they're getting traction now. They've been kind of a niche thing, however you pronounce it. But
I think it's both ways, actually. I think people say it both ways. So, yeah, because it's an interesting-looking instrument, right? Like, it has a sort of different look to it. It looks bigger. It looks like a bigger guitar. Like maybe it's just made for a giant like me, but it's not actually. It just, and it, is it about the sound? Is it the sound that it's creating inside the body of the instrument?
Yeah, it's got to be bigger just to get that bass out there. It's still pretty soft. I know when I play with guitarists, they really kind of have to go halfway with me and play a little quieter to, if I'm not going to have an amplifier or anything.
The smaller strings have a kind of a brighter sound. But the heavier strings give the bass a thump.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah.
Because it has, I mean, the songs that you do, it sort of has a, there's a rhythm to them. Like, is that a stylistic choice, the way that you, is it because of this acoustic bass that gives it that kind of like, I don't know, it's like this staccato kind of
I think a
rhythm?
Lot of that is the artistry of Marcus's playing and how he arranges his, you know, his notes and around, you know, like my very simplistic strumming, it really brings another dimension to what we're able to put out there, because I'm such a basic guitar player. I feel like what I bring musically is my voice, at least I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
And I play just enough on my guitar to kind of, in a way, it's almost like I'm the rhythm keeper, even though basses normally are thought of as the rhythm keepers of song, along with the drummers. But Marcus is such an adept bass player that he's able to bring in that nice syncopation and find these other notes that bring so much more dimension to the music.
Yeah, well, three chords and the truth, right? For simplicity, that's all you need is a few chords. So, Melanie, you have been singing for a long time before you started a group with Marcus?
Yes, I started as just a little, as long as I could remember, I used to sing along to the radio or if my mom spun records at home, you know. So that was kind of how I started shaping my voice, I guess. And there were different musicians that I admired, and I would just sing at home alone. And then finally, when I started doing theater, I got brave enough to sing in front of other people. And then I had the frustration of, like, you know, either waiting for somebody, a guitarist, to accompany me, or just not having anybody to play with or sing with. And so one summer when I couldn't go fishing, I picked up a guitar and just started learning some really rudimentary chords and trying to piece songs together. And so I would just play at home by myself. And then finally, I got brave enough to go to an open mic at the Alaskan. And then when Marcus and I started going out, he was playing with other musicians. He's played in so many different music projects or bands. And I kind of, like, in the back of my mind, I was dreaming of, like, well, maybe someday I'll get to maybe sing a song with this band or do something with Marcus. Mm. And then he patiently kind of started playing with me. I was too shy to play with somebody else because I didn't feel like I was good enough. But he was really, really wonderful about fostering my growth.
Well, that's so nice. Well, that's the beauty of having a musical partnership, right? Like in terms of playing back and forth and working on songs. And you do original songs. And so I'm curious about that in terms of, like, where does the inspiration come from for some of the tunes? Like this one we just heard, which was Infinity Inside. How did you come up with this song?
Well, that song, I think it started growing when I went and visited Marcus at work out at Snettisham. Generally, our songs, I think, are mostly inspired by nature.
Mm.
You know, like, of course, there are life things that come in. You know, seems like it's rare to find a song that isn't about love or longing or heartbreak, you know. And there are certain elements, those life elements that come into our songs, but there's this overarching sense of nature, you know, which is bigger than all of us. And I'd like to think that, you know, that's really the main driving force between what shapes our songs. But that song, it started growing when I visited Marcus out in Snettisham. He gave me the strum pattern first, and then just being out walking and seeing all the seals and the sea lions and the birds, the migratory birds that were coming back in the springtime, and the beautiful bodies of water that come together in that place, and the mountains. It really kind of drove the poetry of the song. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of the summer, when I was out fishing, I was able to center myself enough and find moments where I started trying to match the words to that strum pattern, and then I found another part of the music that I added in, and then when Marcus and I were able to come together after I was done with my fishing season, then he added his beautiful bass line to it.
Nice. And so Marcus, Melanie's talking about a strumming pattern. So is that something that you're just playing around all the time and you come up with different patterns to sort of play around with?
Well, the thing that I enjoy the most about playing with Melanie is that, it gives me a really good opportunity to kind of be more front and center with the bass instead of the traditional bass style. You know, it's not only is it a kind of a new type of instrument for me, But I get a lot of room, I guess, would be to say, to play the melodies and represent that stuff. I'm really glad that we get to play in a recorded room setting like this, because my goal is to really just kind of have both of our guitars kind of sound like one big guitar and kind of come together. A lot of times, you know, if we go out and we're playing through a sound system, who's ever playing with that sound system is going to naturally want to
try to separate?
Yeah, they're going to want to separate things and make my bass sound more bassy, which is fine, you know. That's kind of just the way it is. But I really, this is a really unique opportunity here in the studio to get how I really want to have it sound. People hear how I really want it to sound.
You're making me think of the White Stripes a little bit, where it was just Jack and his partner, and it was just like, and she was on drums, and he just had a guitar, and it was like one sound. Like, and I do think that Sonny Porch has a very distinctive sound. And as you describe that in terms of how it's like sounds like one big guitar, I get that. I can hear that in the music, which is really cool. And so that you're thinking about that when you're kind of like trying to write the songs in terms of what those drum patterns or melodies might be, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I just try to give it a little, you know, put some notes in there. She gives me the chords and, you know, I get to just kind of get in there and do some melodies. A lot of times I really just play her vocal melodies on bass, you know, but...
Is it a thing with this particular sort of setup, right? So like you're, Melanie, you're on a regular acoustic guitar. And so then we have this bass acoustic guitar and that's it, right? And then your voice, which has a great quality to it, right? And it sort of brings the sort of sound, it sort of highlights the voice a lot, which is awesome, which is kind of what you're going for, I think. And so, like, I haven't seen this kind of setup before, like, in terms of, do you see this a lot, just sort of a bass guitar and a regular guitar? Or is this sort of a unique group that you have here?
I think it's pretty unique, and it kind of comes through. You can see, like, there is kind of a folk and bluegrass quality, but there's also something else, you know, coming out.
Well, when we first started playing together, we were kind of, it's easy to sort of lock your brain into certain conventions, I guess, of music, like, oh, well, we need to find a drummer. And we actually kind of talked to some drummers, but they just kind of, they were really good drummers. And they just kind of would, like, smile at me and just be like, and sort of demur away, you know, from making any kind of commitment. And then we just finally were like, well, what? We can just play on our own, and maybe down the road, you know, we'll start adding other players, you know, to what we do. But for now, let's make this work. And
Or perhaps if you are have a record, maybe down the line, because you have a lot of songs now, right? You've been writing a lot of songs. So have you been thinking about a record?
Absolutely. I actually wrote a grant, you know, hoping that we could be funded and. You know, that included some promo and, but it was a very competitive grant. And we got kind of an honorable mention on our application, but unfortunately that doesn't pay for recording an album.
Right, I understand that. So now you are all been, you're going to be performing today a lot because you're here on the show, and then you're going to be at the Hydrate and Caffeinate show at the Pottery Jungle, which is the old canvas space for those who may not know. It's been repurposed for this week specifically for this event. We'll hear more about that in our next segment. But and then tonight you'll be on the Folk Fest main stage at 9:45, I think you said.
Yes.
And of course, people can tune in. You know, KTOO works with our sister station, KRNN. We broadcast the entire thing over the radio. You can tune in on KTOO.org. If you can't make it down, really what you should be doing is going down to Centennial Hall and hearing all this great music live, right? So that's kind of cool. But you also have been performing a little bit over the winter. You've been going and doing little things here and there. Tell us a little bit about where you've been and what you got coming up after Folk Fest.
Sure. Do you want to?
Well, I was able to joined Melanie up in Bristol Bay this last summer. She fishes in Bristol Bay, and so I was able to kind of go up there at the end of her fishing season. We played at the local museum, and we did that.
For Fishtival.
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 Yeah, which is a really great thing. You can see Bristol Bay and the community there if you ever want to check that out. It's at the end of July, I believe, generally, and that's a real treat. We've played at the Crystal. We played First Friday a couple months ago, which was a really great thing. We got to play for a couple hours there, which I, you know, would really like to thank the Crystal for making such a great venue. They have really, really,
yeah.
Really,
David Elrod is doing a nice job with the lineups.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot over there at the Crystal. Yeah. It's like one of the main performance venues when we don't have a big event like Folk Fest, right? So
yeah.
That's cool. And what are you? I guess summer plans. You'll probably be fishing, Melanie.
I'll be fishing and
writing.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, when the fishing isn't too heavy, and we need to figure out when Marcus is going to come out, and hopefully we can play something, you know, during Fishtival if the timing is right. The Fishtival dates still haven't been announced. But we did another thing we did that was really cool was Climate Fair for a Cool Planet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a really wonderful thing to be a part of because I feel like it really fits with our songs.
Yeah.
You know, our songs really worked well with the messaging.
Right. Yeah.
And
being connected to the land and all outside and all that kind of stuff, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and played the Fisher Poets Gathering in Astoria. It happens the last week of February. And, you know, for fish people, it's really quite an amazing gathering. So it was really an honor to be a part of that. And
cool.
They have so many venues going all at the same time. And then a lot of side events and things. So it was really fun to be able to just have the experience of trying different venues and feeling different crowds because every space was so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as a performer, that was a really good experience for me. I always welcome any experience that I can have, you know, to channel my energy in front of an audience.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the old theater person in me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Sunny Porch is playing tonight at Hydrate and Caffeinate. They're coming up about 6:30. On that docket, we're going to hear all about Hydrate and Caffeinate in the next segment, and then you'll see them tonight on the main stage at 9:45, and then also you mentioned at the Crystal Saloon. And would you mind playing us out with one more song as we end the segment today?
We would love to.
Yeah, and what's this song going to be? This is going to be called...
It's called Keep On Going.
Keep On Going.
It's meant to be a song of encouragement. And
we all need that.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. All right. So as they get up to the microphones, I'll mention their Instagram one more time. It's Instagram and it's sunny_porch_AK. And it's Melanie Brown and Marcus Beckman. They are Sunny Porch and they'll be performing tonight at Hydrate and Caffeinate as well as the Alaska Folk Festival. You can see them on KTOO.org, streaming the festival live, or get yourself down to Centennial Hall. And if you can't make it, you can also tune in on the radio at KRNN. So this is Sunny Porch with Keep On Going. Just a second here. Melanie's getting herself situated and tuned up. This is Sunny Porch, everybody.
Thank you, Boston.
One, two, three. Life.
Good, Cheech, thank you so much for being here. Up next, the Hydrate and Caffeinate at the Plant Jungle. We'll find out about this cool all-ages nightly event. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO. KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Occoquan. The Clan-A-D have stewarded this area for thousands of years. Today, our studios sit on a spot once part of the tidelands, now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. We recognize those families who traveled to and from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and for future generations.
Say the water's rising and I've gotta go before the end of the day. And oh, Jolene, I've gotta go. She's waiting to see. She's the one I wanna know before the water takes me. Oh, Pascagoula, I'm shaking so bad. Water's up to the door. Climb up the walls of the riverbank. They say it's gonna rain more. And oh, Biloxi, we loved you so, but let you drown just the same. Old St. Johnny had told it so well, but I couldn't sing the refrain. Oh, Jolene, I've gotta go. Waiting to see. She's the one I wanna know before the water takes me. I read the book and I walked the road. I've been washed in the rain. Sat by the river and waited there until the floodwaters came. And oh, Jolene, I've gotta go. She's waiting to see. She's the one I wanna know until the water takes me. Until the water takes me.
That is a little bit of Dan Kirkwood, who performed last night on the Hydrate and Caffeinate stage. That is a song called Hold On Jolene, which he did here in the studio a couple weeks back. And I figured it was appropriate as we get into this next interview. And you are listening to Juno Afternoon from listener-supported public media station KTOO. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. It's such an exciting week because Folk Fest and Hydrate and Caffeinate, but The Pottery Jungle, in partnership with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and Underground Connection, is presenting Hydrate and Caffeinate, an all-ages listening room, during the week of the 49th Annual Folk Festival. And here to share about this new venture is Taylor Dallas Vidic and Zach Pease. Gunath Chisha EAD, thank you both for being here. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us back. It was so fun to pick up the headphones just now. I was like, wait a minute, I know this song. I heard this song last night when Dan played it. So that was an extra fun way to kick this little interview off.
Yeah, because we're having music all week long, as we've told the viewers. We're listening to it on KRNN. We're going down to Centennial Hall to listen to the main stage of the Folk Festival. We're watching it on KTO.org. But then, for those who need a little more, Hydrate and Caffeinate. So tell me, how did this come about?
Yeah. As someone who has participated in Folk Fest nearly as much as I can for the last few years, I felt like there was a bit of a space for an event like this, a listening room that's, you know, the main hall is a listening room, but an intimate listening room. Mm. And then just being a member of the community, I'd found myself sharing rooms with Morgan, who owns the Pottery Jungle. And she had put a bug in my ear and said, hey, I really want to do an event during Folk Fest. If you have any ideas, I would love to bounce some thoughts around with you. Mm-hmm. And so I was really excited to get to go to her about a month ago and say, hey, I have this new position at the Jack that would allow me to work on a project like this in this capacity. And then pulling Zach into the fold and our project Underground Connection, it just made a lot of sense for all of these parties to connect and make this really cool 6-day listening room event happen.
Okay, that's really cool. Tell me about this new position at the Jack, Taylor.
It's Juno's just going to get to, I guess, see what it becomes. It's an exploratory phase.
Here's the thing. I think they were smart to hire you.
That's
because
very nice.
I believe you are a, I don't know what the word is, wunderkind, as it were. Like, and you're also just an entrepreneur. Not only are you a wonderful artist in your own right, but you are spending so much time uplifting the voices of others and helping other musicians make things happen and make events happen that musicians can participate in. And so props for that, for sure. And I'm excited that the Jack is doing that with you. And Zach, you also are a person who has been making time to bring in other artists. Underground Connection, we had you on the show a few times last year. You were bringing artists from outside of Juno into Juno to sort of mix and match with different people here, and it just sort of cross-pollinate and do all those wonderful things. And you are still working at the Jack as well, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been a really nice just combo.
Yeah. And so Taylor shows up and you're like, wait a minute, now we get to work on stuff together.
Yeah.
Which you already were doing.
Before 5 p.m. and after 5 p.m.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me your part in this.
Mostly it's been during work hours, it's been setting up the sound and all of the gear that's been supplied by the Jack. And then after work hours, it's been running audio for the event itself. I'm hosting tonight. And, you know, also just meeting up with Taylor out and about after work and tossing ideas back and forth, figuring out who else we could get to host, or, you know, just being a soundboard for ideas, basically, for this one. I've kind of let her really just take this one to town.
It's so nice and so necessary to have another brain that understands events and that gets excited about events and the details about creating a vibe, as we call it.
That is so cool.
And who also knows the artists in town. I could not do it without Zach.
Okay, so what is Hydrate and Caffeinate?
It is a 6-day event happening at the Pottery Jungle. From 4 to 6 every evening, there is an open stage. So anyone in town, whether or not they live here or they're here for Folk Fest, they can go into the space and plug in and play from 4 to 6 every night. And then from 6 to 8, we have curated a set of 4 artists every evening to play a quick 20-minute set. So last night we had Samantha George, who's a second-grade teacher in town. Some of her students were in the room, which was so sweet because it's an all-ages space. We had Dan Kirkwood, who you just heard, Kennedy Joe, who's new to town, and then, of course, Dara Rolados, one of my personal favorites. And then tonight, we have the Rain Dogs and Friends, who you'll get to hear in just a minute, I believe, Sunny Porch, who just played George Kuhar.
George.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. George hit me up a month ago and was like, hey, are you aware of anything? And then basically described Hydrate and Caffeinate that might be happening in town during Folk Fest. And I was like, thank you, George, for reminding me that this is necessary. Because that was a part of the push, the final push I needed to be like, okay, we're doing this thing. And then Abby Lee, who used to live in Juneau and has since moved away, but is back for Folk Fest.
And you can find the whole schedule where?
A couple places. There's a Facebook event, Hydrate and Caffeinate, being co-hosted by The Jack, by Underground Connection and The Pottery Jungle. It's on The Jack's website and then also on the Instagram accounts of those.
Awesome. Spots. Yeah. So you can, because it goes every night pretty much through
Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday night is the final night. So why so many nights? I know last year we had a couple like one-off different events here and there, but you did every single night, which is amazing. I mean, obviously because you're offering water and some coffee, I would assume.
Yeah. Heritage Coffee.
Yeah. Heritage Coffee. So bring your cup. And you know, fill it up and get ready for the rest of the night at the Folk Fest. That's kind of like one of the ideas, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But how did you come up with six nights? Was it just like we have so many musicians that we want to have this space available to? And also, I love the open mic part of it, right? So that anybody can come and be there. So was it just to make that space available?
Yeah, Morgan is really excited to be in her new space and really wanted to lean into offering it up as much as she could for the event. So the combination of that, and then also because I have this position at the Jack now and it is something I can work on during the day, makes everything, just the size of things can expand, which is exciting.
That's really cool. Now, I know that we have this Hydrate and Caffeinate going all week long, but since you're here, Taylor, I just wanted to make sure that we also understand, what is your schedule for a Folk Festival, musically-wise?
That's a great question, Boston. Tonight, I am hosting the main stage, so Zach and I will be hosting across town from each other, which will be pretty fun. Tomorrow night, I am performing with High Cost of Living, Thursday night with the Muskeg Collective. I have Friday night off. That is my date night. And then Saturday with Seasons of Love. And that's alongside Allison Wade, Shona, Salisa, Kelsey Riker. We're going to sing musical theater on the Folk Fest stage. So look out, here we come.
I saw that on the schedule and I was like, that's going to be really fun. Yeah. And of course, you can see the whole schedule for Folk Fest itself at akfolkfest.org. There's no competition between these events. These are all collaborative and supportive. There's music going on all over town. This is just another way to hear some awesome music. I love that. And Sunny Porch is doing, you know, triple duty today. They were on the show today. They're going to be at Hydrate and Caffeinate, and then they're going to be on the main stage. So they're doing all the music.
Yeah, and I do want to add one more plug for this. We're doing things a little different. This is a pay what you can show, because this establishment doesn't have liquor sales to pay their artists with, obviously. So it's a suggested donation, $10, $20, $5, whatever you have. And that money is going to pay the artists that are performing that night and help cover some of those production costs.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, and last night was super successful. It's really cool to see the Juneau community finding new ways to support artists in all ages establishments.
Yeah, I love that we need all ages establishments and all. I love that there was, you know, third graders there to support, and Samantha George and all that good stuff. And so remind us where the location is of this event. And we don't need reservations or anything, right? We just show up.
Yeah, it's at the Pottery Jungle, which is 233 Seward Street, or where the canvas was for so long.
That's what we like to say, where the old canvas was. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Everybody knows that. Just up the street from the Rookery and all those different rows on that side of the road there.
Yeah.
And Reach is one of our sponsors, actually, for this event, Reach and Northwind Architects. So Reach is excited to see the space being utilized in this way as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, full circle moment there.
That's really cool. And so as we depart, is there any other, like, I guess with this, what is your job title, Taylor? Does it have a title?
Boston, you're asking me all the hard questions that I didn't come here to talk about today. So you're going to have me back on air. I'll iron out the details. Just working on special projects at the Jack.
Project. No, I just love it that the potential of like the collaboration between the two of you to do more things like this and that is what the Jack is really really for, is to sort of help the community and bring the arts throughout, you know, all the different ways that we can do that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Zach Pease, Daler Dallas Vidic for the Hydrate and Caffeinate, which is going on at the Pottery Jungle all week long. And it starts at 4 o'clock for open mic, and then it's from 6 to 8. There's a curated set list, and you can find out more by searching Facebook, and the Jack's Facebook too, is it has some links for it, right?
Yeah, on jack.org.
Jack.org. JAHC.org.
Nailed it.
Okay. That's great. So that's an awesome event. Really, thank you for coming in, Gunnath Sheesh. So up next, more live music from Anna Mahanner from Rain Dogs, who will also be performing tonight at the Hydrate and Caffeinate Listening Room. But first, we're going to hear this week's Tongass Voices. This is Juno Afternoon on KTOO.
You're listening to Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Akwan and beyond. Joey Scoggins and Crystal Briette Gillum are part of the team behind the Juno Hostel. Open year-round, their mutual desire to make travel to Juno affordable drives them to keep their doors open.
My name is Joseph Scoggins. I go by Joey, and I am the manager of the Juno Hostel. I'm from Georgia, and I never had opportunity to really travel outside the state until I was almost 30. And then I just randomly needed a reset, so I moved out to California because I had a friend with a couch, and he said, come on. I loved it out there, worked at Disneyland and all that fun stuff. One day, it just hit me. I was like, it's March, and it's 100 degrees. I can't live here anymore. So I went online, and I saw this, the hostel opportunity. I was like, you know what? This is an opportunity to finally make it to Alaska, because I have been applying for jobs up here probably since I was like 19, you know? But it was always like, can you get here? I'm like, sorry, we can't hire you, you know? So I finally got here. Well, you know, that was the hardest part.
No, I think, yeah, the point of the hostel is to provide people with a low-cost place to stay. And the point, the reason we run it with volunteers like this is to give people like Joey and others an opportunity to live in Alaska and enjoy everything we have in Juneau, but at a lower cost. My name is Crystal Briette Gillum, and I'm the president of the Juneau Hostel Board of Directors. So we're the only nonprofit hostel in Alaska and one of the very few that I can find nonprofit hostels in the U.S., and that makes us different, makes us keep costs low. So that's how we're able to offer like $30 for a bunk versus other hostels that charge a little bit more. Yeah, so what you're seeing right now, obviously we have a private group staying. So there's games around and books around and hostels full of life right now. In the wintertime, we don't have that many guests, so the hostel is a very different vibe, but we're excited to have the energy back in the hostel. And
compared to summer months, we'll have like a couple dozen every day, you know what I mean? It's a lot more fun. Gentleman that came last summer, he's a big fan of an author that lived around here. And he was actually from somewhere in Eastern Europe. He was writing his own novel, and he had hit a writer's block kind of thing. So he was like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to Juno. I'm going to walk those same paths that this guy did.
So like I said, the hostel's operated as a nonprofit, which is great because it keeps our costs down for our guests, but has some other problems with it. And the biggest thing is just funding, of course. That's the biggest thing with all nonprofits. We do have a source of funding through renting rooms to people, but it's definitely not enough to cover all of our expenses. During COVID, we had to shut down operations almost entirely. I wasn't on the board at that point, but we had to shut down all operations, and the hostel was actually thinking about closing. It was very close to shutting our doors and not being open anymore.
This is just a few weeks ago. We had a prank call. It turned into a serious conversation where the gentleman was concerned because all the other hostels he had called in Alaska to try and prank call had already closed down or turned into Airbnbs. And he was like, so I was just messing with you, but I'm kind of glad you're still there.
So if you don't want the Juno Hostel to turn into an Airbnb, please join the board. We would love to keep it running.
That was Joey Scoggins and Crystal Briette Gillum from the Juno Hostel for this week's Tongass Voices.
This is Juno Afternoon from your public media station, KTOO. I have Anna Mahanner in the studio. Let's see if we can hear you, Anna. Oh, yeah, there we go. Okay, so we've got a little bit of, we got some sound. That's good. And we haven't had a time to sound check, so we're going to do it live, as they say. This is Anna Mahanner from Rain Dogs.
Ooh. All right, so the song that I'll be playing for you guys is called This Movie, and it's the most recent, one of the most recent songs we've released on our EP, Rollover.
I don't think I like this movie.
That was Anna Mahaner from Rain Dogs. There is a whole other couple people who are in that group. Yeah, right there. That's perfect. And Gunnath Cheese for being here today, Anna. Yeah, just pull that down toward you. There you go. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
It's so nice to meet you.
Yes.
I know KTO listeners might be familiar with you because you were the subject of our very first Tongass Voices, which we heard right before this. We were listening to the latest Tongass Voices. But you were the first one, and you were talking about Rain Dogs and how it got started and all that kind of stuff. And really, thank you for playing that. But you have like a loop pedal, and I want to talk about that and all these different sort of – that was one person making all those sounds, right? So
yeah.
Like one electric guitar. So – tell me a little bit about you and how you got started in music.
I've played music for a while, but starting the guitar has been more recent. I grew up playing classical violin. I started when I was 4, and I remember with one of my first, you know, like solid memories was being in the backseat and listening to the radio and being like, I really want to do that.
Yeah.
And so for my birthday, my mom was like, okay, let's wait till you're 4, because you're only 3. And then I started violin lessons, and I really just loved music. And then it wasn't until, you know, kind of you get into high school and, you know, everyone's, you know, doing high school things. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not necessarily focusing as much on music anymore. And then it kind of came back to me when I was 2021, I met a lot of friends that played instruments, and then they said, oh, why don't you pick up bass guitar? And that was pretty simple in comparison to, maybe not simple is the right word, but it was similar because it's a 4-stringed instrument. I was like, oh, awesome. Like if your finger is a little bit down on the fret, it's not out of tune, you know, but on a violin, you have to be very precise. And then I did that for a little bit, and then I started playing guitar at 21 and songwriting too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That is really cool. And the band Rain Dogs, I know it started because you had met Keenan a few years ago and you did your sort of first folk fest. And then,
yeah.
So the other members of the band, Keenan Wright and Jacob Eberhardt.
Yeah. And we just added Avery now.
Okay.
And then we're also having one of our friends, Willie, play bass while Jacob is traveling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so all of you will be at the Hydrate and Caffeinate tonight,
yes.
Right? And then are you also doing other performances this week?
Yeah, we'll be playing later after the Hydrate and Caffeinate at the Crystal Saloon at 10.
Tonight?
10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Alaskan.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to be getting around.
Yeah.
So that what was that song called?
That song's called This Movie.
Okay. And where did that song come from?
So the origin of the song is being very vulnerable with people that are close to you. So with my best friend, it's like, so I live with my best friend and it's really awesome. And we've been friends since we were 12 years old. So it's been almost 13 years now. It's been 13 years now, going on 14. And, you know, we can be pretty vulnerable and be like, man, waking up today, it was really hard. And, you know, like, oh, man, if I could just not wake up, that'd be cool. And so, you know, being able to kind of like have like a joke about it. And so we were talking about how sometimes it feels like you're in a movie and everything's moving really fast. And that's kind of how the song came to be. It's like you're stuck in this movie.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you're in your songwriting process, is it sort of, and I guess, are you riffing all the time on the guitar, finding like melodies or chords or things like that, and then you put words to it, or do you write first and then kind of get the music going, or how does that work?
Yeah. So more recently, it is just the finding the right chords, and then I'll be humming something. And then from that, that's where the lyrics come into, because I'll like hum a melody as when I'm playing along. But there have been a couple times where I'll start the lyrics first and then try and fit them in.
I see.
Which is
that's
really nice too.
So cool.
Yeah.
And you moved to Juneau about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you love Juneau? You're going to be here for a while?
Yeah, I do. I really love Juneau.
Now that you're making music and have a band and all that good stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
That is so cool. I'm so enamored with the process of, you know, how people make music and how we get to this point, and having sort of the background that you have with violin, and then sort of turning it into something different now. And so, is the band, what would the band's style be? Does it have a style, or are you guys still sort of figuring that out?
So we have a description on our Spotify account, and it's pop punk, or sad girl pop punk soaked in a cheap beer marinade. It's funny because when I'm playing solo, it's definitely a lot more like indie sad. Mm. But then when we're playing all together, even the sad songs like this one, it's a little bit more upbeat, which is nice because sometimes it is quite lonely to play alone. So when I have other people there with me, it's a little bit more, you are kind of like bopping around to it a little bit more, a little more dance beaty kind of.
That's cool. And is that where we can follow Rain Dogs? Is on your Spotify account?
Yeah.
And you probably have an Instagram or something as
Yeah,
well?
Yeah, we do.
What's the Instagram? Is it just Rain Dogs AK or something like that?
Yeah, it's the _rain_dogs.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Would you mind playing a little something else for us as we go out today? Will you take us out? We won't probably hear the whole thing, but I want to hear, I would just love to hear a little bit more music. And while you get set up, I'll give an outro here. So Anna Mahanner is going to play a little bit more for us. The Rain Dogs will be tonight at the Hydrating Caffeinate, and then also at the Crystal Saloon tonight at 10 p.m. And on tomorrow's show, more music from musicians in and around Folk Fest, plus the Glory Hall's Empty Bowl fundraiser. And Juno Audubon has a special program on marmots happening this week. Juno Afternoon is a project of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Lisa Purvis. Thanks, and have a glorious Juno evening. We'll go out with a little more Anna Mahanner.
Only God knows all the things I've done as a sinner. Only Lord knows how I gave by the skin of my teeth, looking like I'm not gonna eat this week. Only God knows how I get by removing my clothes for some drinks and to pay my bills. Only God knows how I get by. My own mother, and how I